afternoon. Today is Thursday, May the 22nd, 156th day of the new year. I like the emphasis there. Sixth day. Joining us this afternoon, Area Commander out of the Garberville office. Yes, sir. Brett Fabry. Hey, guy.
How you doing?
Are you playing clothes today?
Yes.
Or are you dressing like radio guy?
I'm dressing just like you.
Yeah, yeah. That explains the clothes and the loose fit.
Yes.
This afternoon, we're talking a little bit about three-day weekends, what they mean. Obviously, we've got one we're staring right in the chops. Law enforcement will be out. What do they look for? What don't they look for? Some of the fun things that we all can get excited about. We'll do it once.
From your trip to Latin America, you are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Brett Fabry. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Did you find this page? Were you going to...
I found the one on the left. Yeah, Ross Perot, actually.
All right. H. Ross Perot.
H. Ross Perot.
Ross to his friends, apparently. Quote, people cannot be managed. Inventories can be managed, but people must be led. Yeah, ain't that the truth, huh? So... are you a leader in Southern Humboldt?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to.
How do you know if you are? I mean, you know, the Rotary and the Kiwanis and, you know, hi, how you doing on Main Street? How do you know if you're part of the community?
Well, you know, you hope that, you know, the stuff that you're trying to do as a highway patrol is that it's getting out there and people are accepting what you're talking about and what you're trying to do, and they're going in the same direction. So I guess that's kind of how you know if you're leading or not, you know, leading your people.
Yeah, but you got the K-Mud factor too.
Yeah, but the community still as a whole likes us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're still a very positive influence in the community.
Little waves as you're driving by, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, okay. Not everybody likes the highway patrol.
Well, I understand not everybody likes law enforcement or the water district or the teacher or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But I just... had wondered, how do you know you're doing a good job? Normally, they say, well, the customers tell you.
Yeah.
Community feedback.
Our customers sometimes don't like us, so they may not tell us.
Do you guys run into that where you, on a regular basis? I mean, pretty much it's highway patrol is speed enforcement, right?
Yeah, traffic enforcement
okay.
as a whole.
Southern Humboldt, Northern Mendocino, it's going to be a little different because you guys are kind of like... cop of the last resort.
Yes.
So you get a chance to do some things you don't normally do.
Correct.
Does that make the job more attractive for the young cadets coming out, or are they looking for like the LA freeways and I want the motorcycle or the fancy truck and I'm going to go get the speeders?
Well, you know, that's the best thing about the highway patrol is, you know, you can work anywhere in the state, so you can get a variety of... you want to go just work freeways, LA and the Bay Area has plenty to offer. But if you want to work in a rural area and you want to, you know, maybe get out and meet the community a little more and work in small communities like Shelter Cove and Bryceland, you know, you see those small communities, you talk to some people, and so it's definitely different.
I would think Shelter Cove is an interesting community to
be part
of.
A beautiful community out there.
Oh, yeah. No question about the dynamics, though. A sort of significant percentage vacation homes.
Sure.
Or the guys and gals who fly in.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Hey,
okay, now that's a little different dynamic than what we experience in a lot of our communities.
Yes.
Okay. You got those are the 12-monthers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't have too many natives, though, do you?
Probably not. You know, I know it's kind of expensive out there. the housing, but at the same time, it's a unique little gem for Humboldt County out there. You know, it is kind of a little bit of a, I guess you'd call it a resort area. You know, I mean, like you say, there's sometimes people that live out there full time, but then there's people that, you know, only vacation there or spend a small amount of time there.
When you are putting together the equivalent of the beats, obviously you guys have primary out there, even though the sheriff, Mike says, well, that's our area too. Fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
However, how often do you patrol out to Shelter Cove? There's certainly a lot of need.
Sure.
Whether it's speeding or the Winnebagos that are driving over the center line and that kind of stuff, as well as what we would all anticipate or have prejudice towards. Is that a daily? Is it a couple times a day?
It varies. You know, we can be out there several times a day if we have a lot of calls out there. But then other times, depends on how many people we have working. If we have some extra people working, we try to send them to some of those outlying areas like Alder Point and Shelter Cove and some of the areas that maybe don't see us as often as some of the other areas.
The resident deputy, is that going to help you out if there's multiple deputies in Southern Humboldt?
Absolutely.
Do you guys work together, or does that allow you guys to go do other stuff?
It allows us to work together, and so we can assist them and they can assist us, and so we have a really good working relationship with the sheriff's office down there, and it's very positive.
So the action that the Supes took earlier this week to put the initiative on the ballot about a surcharge or a premium tax, or you know, the semantics I kind of don't pay too much attention to because I got too much limited mental capacity to get too worked up with that stuff. What would that mean if there were let's say 4 or 5 additional deputies south of south of Metropolitan? We know where it is. I think we lost by 94.
Yeah.
Eel River Sawmill south.
Correct.
How does that change things?
Well, it allows them to have more of a law enforcement presence, allows them to be, more in the community. Now, with the limited amount of resources they have, they're more of a reactive agency as opposed to being proactive.
Would that allow you guys to be proactive rather than reactive?
We try to be proactive as much as we can, but, we're limited, too, on our resources. I remember the days when, there was a deputy in Shelter Cove, there was one in Petrolia, there was one in Scotia. One in Bridgeville, and times have changed. We've tried to adapt, and we have to now do more with less. And that's not just the sheriff's office. That's every agency.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Brett Fabry.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Brett Fabry. Brett, what does Memorial Day mean for the CHP?
Well, up here for us, I mean, this is the kickoff of the busy season for us. But Memorial Day is a maximum enforcement period, so we'll have plenty of black and whites out there making sure that people aren't going too fast. We're looking for impaired drivers, and that's we want to get those people off the road so that everybody can make it to their destination wherever they're going.
When you say impaired, I know it used to be the drunk driving, okay, and then it became substance abuse. Okay. When I hear or think of Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, I know you guys think of the drunk guys, coming in from the lakes. Okay, fine. I think of the 3-day weekend traveler who's fatigued.
That's
a
problem.
Throw a little sunstroke into the equation or whatever it is when you're outside in the sun too much and you get the headache and that kind of stuff. Going hard for 2 or 3 days, now going back home,
mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. How prevalent is, I guess I'd be called the tired driver?
The fatigued driver is obviously a problem, just like the distracted driver is a problem too. You know, you're not focusing on the road, and that's a problem. You know, that you take your eyes off the road for a split second, and all of a sudden, you know, you've drifted over into the other lane, and, you know, some tragedy happens. And it could be fatigue, it could be a distracted driver, it could be an impaired driver.
Well, we want to talk about tragic situations. I think something just came into the room.
Well, hello, Brian.
Yeah.
This was a little unplanned. I didn't mean to interrupt the conversation.
Young Mr. Yeager showed up, huh?
This is Captain Yeager, Commander Humboldt Air.
Oh, I see. Oh, he's going to pull rank on you now, Brett.
It's
okay.
It's going to be a title thing.
I'm pulling rank on you.
Go ahead, man.
We wanted to give you something, Brian, in recognition of all you do for public safety.
Was this a ticket?
No tickets.
Sign here, press hard.
What this is a certificate of commendation from the Highway Patrol to Brian Papstein in recognition of his partnering with the California Highway Patrol in promoting traffic safety, participating in the 2014 Distracted Driver Awareness Campaign, inviting the CHP to discuss traffic safety issues on Talk Shop radio program, and generously promoting numerous CHP events, campaigns, traffic safety concerns, and your contributions reflect the CHP mission of safety, service, and security, and promote a safer community.
That's cool.
So
signed it?
I signed it. Got a real nice
It's not even on a sticky note?
We need to put this, get a picture and put it on Facebook. So.
Facebook. That would mean I'd have to have a Facebook account, man.
But seriously, with your radio shows and our radio stations and what you and Angie do for the community, and since the state's been broke and given us a little bit of some time on the radio, and I know you do that with a lot of agencies and nonprofit organizations, and we sure appreciate it, and it makes a difference when people hear the message that everything we talk about. So,
cool.
Well, thank you for that.
Cool. You're not setting me up for anything then.
I'm not. I'm leaving.
All right.
I have a track meet to go to. So.
Oh, I see. Well, you may as well put a pop in there. Where's the track meet?
Oh, it's track meet at 14 High School for elementary school kids. So I'm going down to.
And it starts at
4:30.
Yes. Oh, you've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
You don't even have to speed to get there.
Speed. No, yeah. I promise you that. So.
Oh well, anyway. Anne just poked around the corner. Why don't you give it to her?
I will.
Thank you,
she
bud.
She deserves that, too.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for picking up the show.
You're welcome.
Too. Appreciate that.
Have a safe Memorial Day weekend, okay? Well, that's the old momentum stopper, isn't it?
Yes.
You didn't know anything about this?
I knew nothing.
Oh, I see.
Do you believe me?
No.
Oh.
You and Sergeant Schultz, right? Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Maximum enforcement. What does that mean? You cancel everything? You have everybody out on the roads? Or is it just kind of a, hey, guys, let's pay attention to what's going on?
We schedule more people to work. And then we also have some overtime for officers that are working that would have normally been off. You know, right now is the distracted driver campaign. Also, click it or ticket. You know, we're looking for people that aren't wearing their seatbelts and they're distracted. And so besides focusing on those impaired drivers, we also want to educate people when it comes to distracted driving and wearing your seatbelt.
So if we got click it or ticket, it's kind of a cute little phrase.
Yes.
Okay. What about texting?
Texting.
What do you say?
Texting is don't text when you're driving.
That doesn't rhyme.
It's a distracting. Yeah, we don't have a little fancy rhyme for that one. We just pretty much tell you don't text while you're driving.
It's interesting for me, texting and all of the new, whether it's the Bluetooth or the OnStar, the willingness for people to take on those responsibilities in addition to driving. Do you say, when you pull folks over, before you use your magic line about pushing down?
Yes.
Do you ask, why did you think you were able to do all of these things? How do you text and drive at 65 miles an hour and carry on a conversation and think that it's not going to put you in a position where you are more liable to have a problem?
Yeah, you know, I usually tell people, I say, you know, you can have a Bluetooth and you can drive, you know, hands-free with your phone and you're talking on the phone, having a conversation. Next time you do that, by law, you're allowed to do that, is think about the distance that you traveled while you were having that conversation and try to remember the cars that you passed, because I will assure you that you will not be able to remember a single car that passed by you, because even though you're using a Bluetooth, you are engaged in a conversation and it distracts you from everything else around you.
It's 3:30. The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Brett Fabry, who's out of, let's see now, Adams said he was the captain.
Yes.
And area commander.
Correct.
Okay, and you're not a captain, are you?
No, I'm an area commander also, though. I'm a lieutenant. So I'm in charge of less people.
Oh, but just as important.
If you want to think,
you know,
so,
he's
sure.
Listening. I mean, geez, trying to set you up so you bag him and you don't even want to play.
I don't want to bag on my peer.
Well, that's close enough. He called you a peer, Adam. Cement? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
you'd mentioned before the show started, and I have not mentioned anything about the passing of Ann Podinsky, who folks who are long-term listeners to KINS. Remember, Ann is a community commenter. She and Steve did that for a while, and Steve obviously had warmed the chair in Arcata for a little bit of time before retiring and doing some work up in Smith River and then down south. When you look at folks who serve in the CHP, there's family. I mean, there's the brotherhood, sisterhood, the hood. But there's also the family connections. Mm-hmm. How do you guys celebrate the family and honor the family in conjunction with all of the work that you guys do and being on call and 24 hours and this and that? It's not the way to have the most stable of relationships.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, when you have a spouse of a, you know, former employee who's now retired passes, you know, it's difficult to recognize those situations because, you know, we kind of live in the here and now, and when somebody retires, it's not that they're forgotten, but, you know, they move on in their lives. And, you know, Steve, you know, went up to Smith River after he retired in 2008 and became a pastor up there, and now he's down in Roseville and doing the same thing. And so, you know, he's gone on to a second career, and so you kind of lose track of him, and, you know, you kind of keep in touch here and there, but then, you know, a tragedy happens in their family where Ann passes away, and so, you know, you feel bad for the family and for Steve, and, you know, hope he's doing okay through that whole situation.
For the active CHP officers, do you guys try to carve out time, the barbecue kind of a thing, or staff party, or every once in a while just kind of some informal gathering to kind of allow everybody to normalize a little bit or commiserate?
I'm glad you asked that because one of my sergeants is 40.
Jaeger's house, right?
Yeah. One of my sergeants is 40th birthday was today, so I brought in a cake, and so him and I had a
C-A-K-E,
yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, Southern Humble, it's kind of sounded keg-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brought in a cake, and so he had a piece of cake with me in my office, and then my office manager, she came by, and I said, hey, need to grab a cake, and before long, I had about five or six people in my office all having cake, and it was all different levels, and it was fun. We sat around and visited for quite a while, and so you try to have moments like that. We have training days where I usually barbecue for the group, and it's kind of, you know, makes it where they realize that, hey, everybody's just a person, you know, even though you have different titles and positions.
That would be one of the things, you know, to see the boss in shorts and sandals.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, he's normal.
Huh, that's weird. Oh, yeah, okay. Or See him in church. I mean, some different environment to bring home that normalcy thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if they see me off duty, they still like to refer to me as lieutenant. You know, they won't refer to me as any other. And I said, you know, hey, you know, I've had the name Brett for my whole life. And so
it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, yeah. You can just call me by my name. It's all fine.
Well, that's probably difficult culturally for a lot of the folks because you guys are paramilitary.
Yes.
And there is that respect that comes with the title.
Yes.
And, you know, if one of those under your direct supervision called you Brett on a Monday, it might be taken a little bit differently than on a Sunday.
I would still be okay with it if it's in the office, if it's a, you know, more of a general setting. But, you know, if we're out in a public situation where, you know, definitely rank plays a structure, then, you know, plays a part, then they should, you know, follow that structure.
Tough to deprogram guys, isn't it?
they know. They're pretty good. You know, they're pretty sharp guys. And so, you know, they know when we're in a casual environment and when we're not. But, yeah.
So we've got summertime that we're staring at.
Yes.
You've got everybody out crawling around all over the place. How do you know that you're accomplishing the goal? Is it no fatals?
Yes.
Is it so many arrests? Based on historical trends, what ought to be speed compliance?
I mean,
how do you measure these things?
Well, we measure it against how we've done in years past. So if we have a Memorial Day weekend statewide, where you know we don't want anybody to lose their life through the weekend, but inevitably it's going to happen. There's going to be some people that are going to die in traffic collisions, and if there's less this year than there were in years past, then we would say, hey, you know, was it successful? Although, you know, the goal is for nobody. Same with, you know, even major injury accidents or an injury accident. We want it to be none. We want people to make it to where they're going, but it's inevitable that people are going to crash, and the less people that crash and the more impaired drivers were removed from the road, then, you know, we consider that to be successes as far as numbers. But, you know, we still don't want anybody to get hurt.
KINS, News and Information Times, 342. We'll try not to get hurt during the break and be back.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Brett Fabry from the California Highway Patrol. Brett, tips for traveling this weekend. What would you suggest either to be doing or things to be on the lookout for if we're out bopping around?
Well, first of all, I mean, anytime you're going to travel, you need to be prepared. So, you know, a holiday weekend, you need to prepare yourself that there's going to be more cars on the road, and it might take you a little bit longer to get where you need to go. And it doesn't do you any good if you don't make it there because you were driving too fast and you crashed your car. So you need to make sure that you're prepared. Now, I know the weather this Memorial Day, I think in the inland areas, is supposed to be pretty warm. So, you know, be prepared for, you know, if you have a car problem and you break down, that you have some, you know, food and water in case you're there for a little while. Or those are things you need to do to prepare for traveling.
What should we be on the lookout for with other folks? We talked a little bit about fatigue. You mentioned the impaired driver. Okay, what do we look for other than, you know, the super obvious weaver?
Yeah, look for the weaver. Look for that person that, you know, might look like they're intoxicated, and call 911. We encourage you to call, and we'll see if we can locate that car, get it stopped, and evaluate that driver and see if they are an impaired driver. And maybe they are a fatigued driver that we can, you know, tell them, hey, you need to take a rest before you continue on your way wherever you're going.
I'm awake now, officer. When you guys go maximum enforcement, and let's use an area that's not yours so you're not giving away too much. Let's say 299. What does that mean? Twice as many eyes as normal? Because you got the sheriff that's also doing it as an overlay. You've got the tribal police that are doing their thing. You've got you guys doing your stuff, and if there happens to be a jurisdiction that's a city, they're in them. What are we looking at? 2-3 times the normal number of law enforcement officers?
It depends on the agency. We try to put out 80% of our people out there on the road. But, you know, everybody gears up for holiday weekends because there's going to be more people out and about, more people traveling. And anytime you mix that with some holiday barbecues and, you can have some problems, some families fight, as much as they love each other, they fight. And, then they get on the road and they drive and they probably shouldn't be driving. And then, we encounter them. And that's how the holidays work sometimes.
And we look forward to it. Do we have as much road rage here as they do in other areas? Not volume, but percentage-wise?
Probably.
Do you guys run into it much?
Yes, every day.
Really?
People get mad at each other for somebody's driving too slow, somebody cut me off, then somebody gives the one-fingered wave to the other person, and that, causes a situation, and so now they're trying to chase each other down, and it happens. Yeah, it happens. People need to just keep your cool and don't worry about that aggressive driver. Let them continue on down the road.
It's always interesting that people get that fired up. Okay, if somebody's going slow, fine. Okay, I'll figure out how to get around them. Or if they go zipping past fast, you hope somebody doesn't get hurt.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, an extra 2-3 minutes, an extra 5 minutes to get somewhere? To get that fired up? When you deal with somebody like that, you pull them over. They go, yeah, but what about? Okay, fine. Do they calm down pretty quickly, or do you guys have to talk them down?
They calm down pretty quickly. Yeah, once law enforcement gets involved, they usually calm down pretty quickly. Depends on how, how upset they are. Some people get really, really upset in these situations.
To the point of physicality?
We've had that happen, yeah. Yeah, we've
really?
Had that happen. Yeah, people have, they'll follow somebody into a parking lot and they'll want to take them on. They'll
but not,
challenge
you, not
them.
You guys.
No, not
you
us.
You pull them over, they're not coming out fighting.
No, not against us.
I would think that the gun would be a little bit of a dissuasive element into that equation.
A lot of times they feel bad when it's all over, that they let themselves get to that point where law enforcement was involved and they got themselves stopped and got talked to.
Well, hopefully that won't happen for you guys this weekend.
We hope not.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Brett Fabry. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.